the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Jesus is the Christ who died on the cross in our place. You will understand Good Friday if you understand the three trees. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil from which Adam and Eve ate that brought sin and rebellion and death into the world. The tree of the cross where Christ became sin for us so that we can become the righteousness of God in Him. And the tree of life in heaven where we can eat forever from the river of life. Because the tree of life was, they were blocked from eating from the tree of life, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The tree of life now is, in the book of Revelation, found in heaven. The tree from which they were driven away, now we are welcome back to eat from the tree of life. Good Friday is all about going from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden to the tree of the cross on Mount Calvary to the tree of life in heaven. And Jesus is the Christ who died on the cross in our place. First of all, Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah. Isaiah, Moses, Jeremiah, David, Daniel in the Old Testament, hundreds of messianic prophecies foretold the coming of the one promised in Genesis who would come and crush the head of the serpent. The seed of the woman would come to crush the head of the serpent, but in so doing, he would be pierced. By being pierced upon the cross, he would crush the head of the serpent. So from Genesis to Malachi in the Old Testament, you see the line of the Christ. From Adam and Eve would come Seth, and then from Seth, the line of Noah, and then the line of Shem, and then Abraham, and then Isaac, and then Jacob, and then Judah, and David, and Mary, and Joseph. Ever since creation, and when God promised the seed of the woman to come to crush the head of the serpent, mankind through all of history awaited what happened this night long ago. On Good Friday, when the Christ appeared, true man, smitten, wounded, crushed upon the cross, pierced in our place, and by being crushed upon the cross, little did Satan understand that in that death, the devil would be defeated. Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah. Secondly, Jesus died on the cross and the tree of the cross. It happened in history. It happened under the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. The Jewish council wanted to destroy Jesus. The crowds cry to crucify him. The soldiers make fun of him. They spit on him. They whip his back. They crown him with thorns. They put a purple robe on him and say, "Ha! Hail, King of the Jews!" They get down on their knees and they laugh at the King of the universe. Jesus saves the life of Barabbas. The name Barabbas means son of the Father. The Son of the Heavenly Father gave his life for this man, Barabbas, the son of an earthly father. We are all like Barabbas. Jesus gave his life in our place. And when Simon of Cyrene carried the cross for him, when the women wept at the tomb, and there was his mother Mary and John, what was now fulfilled is what Simeon told Mary long ago when Mary brought Jesus into the temple at 40 days old. And Simeon said, "One day, Mother Mary, the sword will pierce your heart as well." And that happened at the cross of Calvary. And when Jesus died with thieves on his left and his right, having forgiven the repentant thief, and when Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus buried Jesus in Joseph's own tomb, what was fulfilled that had been promised long ago? Jesus was crucified, died, and buried for us and for our salvation. He didn't do this for himself. He did it for you and for me out of his love. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus did this in our place as our substitute. You will never understand Good Friday if you think of it just as an historic event, which it is an historic event. It happened in history. It really happened. But you will only understand it when you recognize that he was doing this in your place and my place as our substitute. He is, as the writer of the Hebrews said, our great high priest, our shepherd, our sacrifice, the paschal lamb, the Savior, the Redeemer. Imagine this. The good shepherd becomes one of the sheep. The good shepherd becomes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The shepherd shows his love by taking our flesh and blood as the second Adam. He knows our weaknesses because he shares our flesh and blood. Jesus was tempted yet without sin. And he is for us before the throne of grace, our mercy, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our friend. Being justified before the throne of grace means that when Christ died and set upon the cross, it is finished. The payment for our salvation was paid in full. And now, through the blood of Christ, we are without blemish because we are clothed in him in our baptism. The royal robe of his righteousness covers all of our sin. We are his sheep. He will welcome us into heaven at his right side. In his mercy, his cries, and his loud tears, he did this to save us. So as we soon go to the tenebrae part of this service, remember, Jesus is the source of eternal salvation from hell and bring us to the promised inheritance of heaven, where we will be in the presence of the Father forever. My friends, Good Friday is about the three trees. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of the cross, so that we can come to the tree of life. Through faith in his name, Jesus the Christ died on the cross in our place. All praise to him this night. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.